Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here, and in this video, I'm going to demonstrate the use of the combo box control that ships as part of the Microsoft Ajax Control Toolkit. Now if you're saying, I use the Ajax Control Toolkit and there's no combo box control, it's because you're using one of the original versions. And remember that the Ajax Control Toolkit is a constantly evolving project on Microsoft's CodePlex site, www.codeplex.com. So if you don't have the combo box control in the version that you're using, just go over to CodePlex, download the latest version, uninstall the Visual Studio Toolbox tab that you originally created for the toolkit, and reinstall using the new one. If you're unfamiliar with how to do that, by the way, you can watch an earlier video in this Ajax series on configuring your development environment, and that'll get you started. So, to get us started with this video, let's go ahead and create a new website. And in our default.aspx page, since this is going to be an Ajax-enabled page, the first thing that we need to do is go into our Visual Studio Toolbox, scroll down and find the Ajax Extensions tab, and drop a script manager on the page, since all ASP.NET Ajax-enabled web pages must have one and only one instance of the script manager on the page. Now, the next thing I'm going to do is just a little bit of formatting to make this demo easier to look at. So I'll add a couple of line feeds, and then I'll make use of the somewhat antiquated HTML center tag. And now we're ready to start working with the combo box. Now, the combo box in and of itself has some Ajax behaviors in that when you start to type, any matches of the characters that you're entering that match any of the pre-existing items in the combo box's drop-down portion will automatically cause a client-side effect. So you don't have to use a combo box inside an update panel. But in our case, we're going to do some dynamic postback, and we're going to manipulate a bit of screen real estate to reflect the changes that we're making in the combo box. And I want that part to also have sort of an Ajax-like experience. So we're going to put our combo box inside an update panel. I just want to be clear that you don't have to do it this way. This just sort of gives you a more realistic usage scenario for the update panel, or I should say for the combo box with the update panel. So I'm going to drop a update panel inside this markup area, and then we're going to add a content template. And now I can go ahead and, in my Ajax Control Toolkit tool tab, scroll down, find the combo box control, and drop an instance of it on the page. Now, before we configure the combo box, there's another control that I want to add. So I'm just going to add a couple more break elements, and then I'm going to add a label control. And again, the label control we're just going to use to publish some statuses as to what selections have been made in the combo box that we're working with. So I'm going to empty out the text property of that label so that we don't show anything until after we've made a selection. Now, the first thing that I want to do before I specify menu items for our combo box, the first thing that I want to do is let's go into the Properties Explorer. And you'll see that there are quite a number of properties here. Using all of them is beyond the scope of this video. Towards the end of the video, I will point you at a couple of resources that will help you start your exploration of the richness of the combo box control. But suffice to say that here, you can set things like the layout, the identity. One thing to note here is that we're going to use statically defined items, but you can bind your combo box to a data source and have the items that appear in the drop-down of your combo box selected from a table column in a data source. If we scroll up here, in the behavior section, we're interested in auto postback to begin with, so I'm going to go ahead and set auto postback equal to true. And if you've been working with Ajax controls, or I should say even regular non-Ajax ASP.NET controls, you're probably familiar with the concept of auto postback, and that means that based on some client-side event, the control will be the predicate for a server-side postback. Another one that we're not going to fiddle with, but I want to point out to you, is this autocomplete mode. Notice that we can set either none, append, suggest, or suggest append. And basically, these settings define what the drop-down effect will be when users typing text into your combo box. So it determines, A, whether or not you will be allowed to enter a value in your combo box that doesn't appear in the pre-existing items list, or if you are allowed, how that type ahead will happen. So if you type a letter, will the drop-down box open, and will the first item that starts with that letter be highlighted, or will the first item that starts with that letter just appear in the combo box itself. And again, at the end of this video, I'll point you to the Ajax sample website, the Ajax Control Toolkit sample website, where you can dynamically set these properties and play with the behaviors. In our case, we'll just leave the default. Now, since we've set auto postback equal to true, we're going to have to implement an event handler back in our code behind. So let's go ahead and do that. So I'm going to select the combo box and choose the selected index changed event. We've generated a selected index changed event handler. And here we can just choose the label and set its text property, this is the one that we dropped on our page, to the combo box's selected value property. So whenever the selected item in the combo box changes, this code behind will automatically fire, and we will take the selected value, which is now newly selected, and stick it into the text property of the label control. So the last thing that we need to do is add some values to be selected from. Now, I mentioned we can use data binding and select from a table column, but in our case, we're just going to add some list items. So these will be statically defined here in our code. And the first thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to set a sort of a dummy value, a prompt, if you will. And the reason that I like to do this is if by default, when the page renders, the first item in the list of the combo box will be the selected one. So if the user posts back, submits their form, and they didn't intend for that to be the item selected in that combo box, there's no way for us to know that that was an inadvertent choice, a choice by omission, as opposed to an intentional choice on the part of the user. So I like to do something like this. I've set the value equal to 0, and I'll put a little prompt to the user, please choose an item. And what I can do here is, in the code behind, when this form gets submitted, I can test the value of this combo box. And if it's 0, then I know that the user never actually made a conscious choice, and I could decline to process the form and then post back and give the user some indication that they need to pick a value in this combo box. So once I've done that, let's go ahead and just grab this line using the magic of cut and paste, and I'll put a couple of additions in here, and we'll make these real usable values. So I'll just set the numeric values to 1, 2, and 3. And again, they can be anything that you want them to be. So they can be text. They don't have to be numeric values. Numeric values are easy to check against. So, and so here I'll say item 1, and then we'll just make these other entries item 2 and item 3. Item 2 and item 3. Now let's go ahead and run our application. And you can see by default we get this please choose an item prompt, and then I can select a value and notice that the actual value gets returned, right? So, and we're not getting the post back because all of this is taking place inside an update panel. So it's a very slick way to add user input that affords you the combination of letting users type into the combo box as well as use the dropdown and select a pre-existing value. Now, as I mentioned, there are a couple of other resources that you might want to look into. One is the written tutorials on using the various Ajax Control Toolkit controls, as well as this sample website. And you can see here that there's a combo box sample, and here we can select all of the different properties, so the drop-down style, the auto-complete mode. You can experiment with the type of behaviors. Rather than having to write code yourself, you can just use this sort of as a test harness, pick out the property settings that are most appropriate for your usage of the combo box, and implement them in the application that you're building. ¶¶